I'm at Fourth Tap Brewing Co-op in Austin. There are two wrestlers in a ring, and they're taking turns body slamming each other into the mat. I'm here to talk to Chris Monica, but all I can find is Luigi.
Hey, I'm a Luigi Primo! I make the best of pizza every day. Before every show, I make sure to make a special pizza with the training and the sauce and the cheese of a moves, and I use those moves to make a better pizza than my opponent in the ring every time.
Okay, so that's actually Chris. Luigi is Chris's onstage persona, a pizza chef. Right now, Chris is directing a training session. In addition to being a wrestler, he's one of the founders of Party World Wrestling, Austin's underground wrestling federation. This is my first ringside experience. Watching this close, it's pretty intense. They are definitely beating on each other. They're squaring up. Just clotheslined him, I think.
And then
torso over the other torso. Hand to the back of the head. And he just stomped his back.
Sean, can you do a cartwheel?
As commissioner of Party World Wrestling, Chris organizes PWR's seasonal shows. He says he's hooked on the feeling of being on stage.
I'll never not be able to pursue that moment as long as I live. I'm a lifer at this point.
It all started back in 2013 when Chris and his friends got together for backyard brawls at house parties.
We met at my old house as different wrestlers and sort of wrestled around. And it was pretty stupid.
Wrestling was a bit of an escape for Chris. He had moved to Austin to become a musician, but his career wasn't going anywhere.
Basically, I've failed. I had fallen off even of the achievable ambitions I'd set for myself. So I was like, well, I messed up on the thing I was supposed to do in my life, so I might as well just have fun.
And so they did. They started inviting people over. They'd roll out the yoga mats, string up some ropes, and go to town.
The thing that really clicked for me was I had gotten up my friend Jared and I body slammed them. Everyone started cheering. And before, thinking of all the things I'd done with music to, get those cheers, and this was just, up, down. I was like, that's all it takes. All this time, I've been overthinking this. That is what it means to communicate with an audience.
The shows became more popular. Parties got too big for backyards, and they needed a professional ring.
We had this, professional setup that was, kind of a little bit out of our league, but at the first event at Midway Fieldhouse, 500 people came, which was, again, the people who came to the shows was continuing to double.
Midway Fieldhouse eventually closed, so PWR moved into its current home at Fourth Tap Brewing. Now Chris and the rest of PWR hold 4 shows a year.
It's always intense, and it's always a little bit scary the day of, just because it's such a big thing, and we've put so much into it that we want it to go right. It's been the main focus of 40 or 50 people's lives for 3 months, just making it happen.
Babyface squared up against Luigi Primo.
One recent show pitted Luigi and Pasta Man against Babyface and Pink Eye, the Primo family versus the Dumpster Babes.
Oh my God.
The shows are wild. Luigi wears an apron and enters the ring tossing pizza dough. Pasta Boy has spaghetti draped around his head. The shows are battles between good and evil, performance art set pieces, a little bit of ballet, and a lot of physical comedy.
Oh, God, they're waterboarding him!
The next show is scheduled for September 7th. It's going to be called Ghost Mall.
This next show, we're going to be converting everything into a mall. There'll be an escalator over there, elevator right there, and there'll be, storefronts all around and sort of, busted fluorescent lighting and cool teal stripes. It's going to be rad.
But for right now, these wrestlers need to train.
Oh, he did it.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Alex Howard.